Good evening, this is your Tesla Daily Update for April 9, 2026. Today, we look at two major stories that define Tesla's current moment, a deepening sales crisis in China, and yet another round of familiar promises about full self-driving. Let's start with China. Tesla's actual retail sales in the world's largest EV market crashed 16% year-over-year in Q1 2026, with March alone plunging 24%. That's just over 112,000 vehicles sold to Chinese consumers, down from nearly 135,000 in the same quarter last year. Now, here's the catch. Several outlets reported Tesla's China numbers as a win, because wholesale deliveries from Giga Shanghai rose 23%, hitting over 213,000 units. But wholesale includes vehicles exported to Europe and other markets. Tesla shipped more than 100,000 vehicles overseas from Shanghai in Q1, a 164% surge. When you look at actual Chinese consumer demand, the picture is grim. March exports alone surged 529% year-over-year. Tesla appears to be redirecting vehicles it couldn't sell domestically. The decline is accelerating, a 3% drop in 2024, a 7% drop in 2025, and now a 16% crash in just the first quarter of 2026. Competitors like BYD are consolidating their lead in the Chinese market. Moving to FSD. Elon Musk said yesterday that FSD version 15 will, quote, far exceed human levels of safety, even in completely unsupervised and complex situations. That sounds great. The problem is that Musk made virtually identical claims about version 12 in 2023 and version 14 in 2025. Version 12 did not far exceed human safety. Version 14 shipped as an incremental update requiring constant supervision. Tesla has never published peer-reviewed safety data with matched human driver baselines. Its own safety comparisons suffer from road type mismatch. FSD operates mostly on highways, the safest roads, vehicle age mismatch, and different crash definitions than NHTSA uses. Waymo, by contrast, has published peer-reviewed data across 56.7 million rider-only miles showing an 85% reduction in injury crashes. Tesla faces three concurrent NHTSA investigations into FSD's performance, including its inability to handle reduced visibility and traffic violations. Musk also claimed this week that FSD could save 90% of the roughly 1 million lives lost in car crashes globally each year. That number is not supported by any public data Tesla has released. The pattern is consistent: a new version number, a familiar promise, and another wait for the next release. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news.